Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Baseball coverage on WSSP is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Again, that's T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Charlie Husen producing the show. Chicago Charlie, he is joining us now. One of our favorites, he is Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions. Follow him on Twitter at Mark A. Simon Says. Mark, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hi, happy to join you.
Okay, so let's talk about this Brewers defense, because there's lots of good stuff, I think, to talk about concerning the Brewers defense. You guys put out a tweet a couple days ago about leaders in runs saved at different positions. I don't think anybody is remotely shocked at the idea that Bryce Terang is leading at second base. How close really is it, though?
It's very close. In baseball, in the majors, it's a little bit of a wider gap. Him and Andrés Giménez of the Guardians, who was the platinum glove in the AL last year, are basically neck and neck. And just to educate people who aren't familiar with what this is, imagine looking at the out probability of every play that happens in a major league game. We're able to put a number to that, and we're able to determine that Bryce Terang is making plays, in particular on balls that are hit to his right. So the ball up the middle where he's got a sometimes where he's got to cross over second base and make that throw, we're able to ascertain that that's a play that a lot of second basemen aren't making successfully. And as the season has gone on and he's played a lot and he's shown off his skill, he's racked up what we call the defensive run saved in that area in particular. Him, Andrés Giménez are the standard setters. Ketel Marte is pretty good too. Generally among second basemen, but those two guys are head and shoulders above the rest.
People have heard of gold gloves. What the heck is a platinum glove?
Platinum glove is voted on among the by the fans among the gold glove winners after the gold glove awards are announced. It isn't greatly publicized other than by the player who's on the team whose player wins it, because the Gold Glove Awards tend to be on like a Friday night. They
open
it at like 9 or 10 o'clock. No knock on them. But yeah, that's what a platinum glove is. There's also, shameless plug, what we call the Fielding Bible Awards, which we've been doing since 2006, where we pick the best player at each position. And Bryce Terang, that's why the idea of him being neck and neck with a guy in the American League is a big deal to us. Because that's going to be a really tough vote, I think, for people.
So Terang then is in line to get the platinum glove in the NL, probably?
I would say he's I would say that if we were using our metrics as the primary guide, that he would be among the favorites. Now, again, that comes down to he's got to win the gold glove and he's got to win the fan vote. So the fans have to kind of get behind it, and it becomes a situation where, you know, teams are campaigning for their guys. I would think he's a very strong candidate to win the NL Gold Glove at second base. I would almost be surprised if he didn't win it. Platinum Glove, he's going to be competing against some pretty good ones. Matt Chapman, certainly. Matt Olson, potentially. There's some really good players out there. I would take the Gold Glove if I was him, and I would try and I would hope that I win the Fielding Bible Award, and then if the Platinum Glove comes, a nice bonus. But for now, I mean, the playoffs are obviously the higher priority.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. Then I see another Brewer on here, not the Brewer I saw last time I looked at this. Last time we had you on, Jackson Chourio in left field was the guy. Now it's not Jackson Chourio in left, but Sal Frelick in right field, now the leader over there in MLB leaders with defensive runs saved. Talk about Frelick's years to this point.
So, yes, and I think a lot of this is that he's come on very strong in the latter part of the season. And the home run robbery that he had the other day, I think it was against Corbin Carroll, was ridiculous.
Jumping into the fence, yeah.
Yes, that was an insane catch. And for us, home run robberies in defensive runs saved are a high-value thing. And rightfully so, because he's literally saving runs. Like, you can't do more than that to save a run. You know, you can throw a guy out at the plate, certainly, but going over the fence to take away a home run, we consider that really impressive. The other thing with Sal is just that he's very good at chasing balls down, wherever they're hit, whether they're hitting the gap or down the line. He has a very good, what we would call our range rating, in right field. And what that comes down to simply is catching the balls he's supposed to catch and then catching a few of the ones that he's not supposed to catch. And he is the leader in right field, and I think would be a favorite for the Fielded Bible Award potentially there as well. And certainly Gold Glove, he'll be a strong candidate.
What happened to Jackson Chourio in left? How much has he regressed since the last time we talked?
Yeah, I actually noticed this about 5 minutes ago. I was looking, and he's got a few plays in late August, early September, that took him down a little bit. And it's too bad because his numbers were really good in right, and then they moved him to left, and his numbers were pretty good in left too. And then they just kind of came down just a little bit. You have the Brewers with the Blue Jays being out of the mix and not having Kiermaier anymore. Brewers have the best defensive outfield in baseball. And I think that's going to come in really handy in a couple of weeks, potentially, a week or so, potentially. Chourio's very good. I wouldn't be too fearful of what's going on in left field with him. Center, Perkins, whoever you put there is good, and Freelick's very good right. It's a very strong outfield. If the Brewers are going to win the World Series, I think defense is going to be a big part of the story, and those guys in particular.
Pat Murphy has said in the past, I think he said all the way back in spring training, maybe the Brewers manager, that he thought Perkins could win the Gold Glove at some point in center field. He's that good defensively. How big of a gap, much of a gap is there between him and, say, Garrett Mitchell, who is the guy seemingly they're playing, you know, out there more than they are maybe playing Blake Perkins?
Boy, I think it's fair to say that they're pretty close. I'm actually staring at it right now. Let's see, Perkins has 8 in, 900-plus innings or so, so like 100-ish games. Perkins has 6, but it's in a much smaller sample. I think they're both terrific. I think center field, it's very difficult to be good because you have to be there. Like, there are no bad center fielders. Even the worst center fielder would run circles around most right fielders or left fielders. So you have to be really good. And I think if you combine Perkins and Mitchell into one player, I think they would be the arguably the best center fielder in baseball this year. They do split time, obviously, and I don't think there's that much of a difference between the two. I guess numerically, Mitchell would have a little bit of an edge.
Talk with Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Follow him on Twitter at Mark A. Simon Says. I want to go to catcher, if you don't mind, only from the aspect of the Brewers have carried 3 catchers now for quite some time. It looks like they're going to carry 3 catchers into the postseason on their active rosters as well between Contreras, Sanchez, and Haas. I don't feel like that's very something that happens a lot in Major League Baseball, carrying 3 catchers all year. From a defensive perspective, how do they all grade up?
Sure. I think it's fair to say that Contreras is the best of the 3.
Sure.
Gary Sanchez has had his issues at different points in his career with pitch blocking and some other aspects of being behind the plate. Contreras had that. Had what I think was a really good year last year. He improved a lot as a pitch framer. This year he is a good pitch framer. He isn't necessarily the best pitch framer. He's come down a little bit when it comes to pitch blocking, which I imagine will be a little bit of a concern in the postseason. But overall, when you look at like each pitcher and their performance with him, this year he's made the pitching staff better. And I think Sanchez would be your next best guy, and Eric Haas, I'm a little surprised they would carry him on the roster in the postseason, but I guess they feel the need to have 3 catchers. There's definitely a appreciable difference between Contreras and whatever else he's got. He's a good catcher.
We talk about the postseason teams in general, the Dodgers, the Phillies. We don't know necessarily yet about the Mets and the Diamondbacks, but the Padres clinched last night on a freaking triple play. I'd have to imagine that's the first time in MLB history that's ever happened that a team clinched a postseason berth on a triple play. But either way, of the teams that are lined up right now in the National League, are the Brewers the best defensive team, all things considered?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can make a case that it's not necessarily that close. The one trouble spot this year, and it was a 5-week issue, is Willy Adames at short and all the errors that he racked up at shortstop. But other than that, pretty clean across the board. Joey Ortiz underrated at third base, Terang strong at second. If a ball's hit to the outfield, it's going to get caught. If if this is going to come down to the last 3 to 4 innings of a game, I think that the Brewers are in really good shape to win a game in the postseason. Just because they do have the best defensive team and they have a good bullpen.
Yep, the bullpen is going to be a big, big deal for them because, again, you don't have that frontline stud necessarily that's going to win a Cy Young like Zach Wheeler or anything. But that bullpen is really good. They shorten up games, you know, get through 5, and you should have a good chance to win once you get 6 through 9. Mark, thanks so much for coming on, dude. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll talk some more in the postseason.
You got it.
Take care. There he is, Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Follow him on Twitter at Mark A. Simon Says.